After an influx of inquiries in the first 24 hours of the healthcare exchange, an official at the State Department of Health and Human Resources says the federal government is working to fix bugs and increase capacity both online and at their national call center. Ashton Mara reports.
Assistant to the Secretary at the DHHR, Jeremiah Sample, says the federal government did experience some technical issues in the first 24 hours of the online exchange. Sample says the issues arose due to the large number of Americans looking for information about health care coverage.
The feds are saying they've had 7 million independent hits from across the country on the federal exchange itself.
But adds they've worked to increase capacity on the site to account for the numbers. As for the federal call center, a second option for people looking to sign up for health coverage, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services received more than 295,000 calls the first day, but have also added phone lines to decrease the wait time.
The first day we were hearing of wait times as much as a half an hour. And the wait, they're saying that the wait times at the call center have been cut in half, especially over the last 24 hours.
As far as the number of West Virginians who have taken advantage of the exchange, Sample says the state won't receive those numbers until early next week. But he could say a majority of people using in-person assisters at county DHHR offices are of lower incomes and find they are eligible for Medicaid under the state's program expansion.
And that's probably because there's just more experience in that low-income population dealing with the DHHR offices.
As for the large number of not just West Virginians, but Americans who have shown interest in the healthcare marketplace, Sample says of the surge in interest.
I'm not surprised. I mean, we anticipated that there would be three major rushes to assess what coverage was available by the public here October 1st. We also anticipate around January 1st, because that's when the coverage actually begins, and then towards March 31st, toward the end of the open enrollment period.
He says that assessment is based on the annual trend the DHHR sees during open enrollment for Medicaid. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.